January, gloomy day. What is this? Dark. You gave me like a 12-day forecast here, and all you have is gray and dark and snow and flurries. We need to brighten things up, and that's why we always like to talk with Rosanna Rybnicki for the Great Big Home and Garden Show that's coming back to the IX Center. Rosanna, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
We are great and glad to have the Great Big Home and Garden Show returning to the Cleveland IX Center. Let's talk about the event that's coming up. This is like a week away. Craig, this month of January is disappearing here.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog Day's Thursday, and then on the February 3rd, opening for this big event. Talk about some of the things that are planned for this year.
Oh, we're so excited, and I'm so glad it's coming so quickly now, because then we know that spring's coming just around the corner. So it's February 3rd through the 12th at the Cleveland IX Center. The center looks a little different because they took down the Ferris wheel and everyone enters now through the east entrance. So it does have a different feel to it. And we also have like dual halls. So it's definitely a different feel and it's exciting. So people come in and they'll travel through the garden showcase. And this year we have classical movies as our theme. And we have 8 different gardens, and they have these different themes like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Friday the 13th, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So it's really fun and exciting. And we also have a playground for the children, so Play More Swing Sets, bringing that in. And then there's 400-plus companies on the show floor. And so there's like kitchen and bath and landscaping and decor and flooring, you know, whatever you're looking for to revitalize your house. And then we also have a JDM custom home, which is a 1,285 square foot home. And it's a modular home, but we're very excited. I understand it's beautiful. I've seen some pictures so far, and I can't wait to get there next week for setup. And Weaver Barnes will be there with, you know, different assortment of sheds and pavilions and garages and cabins. And there's just a lot going on, and we're just excited.
Well, we are excited that it has returned. And you kind of, sometimes you can kind of reimagine things, or you even told me, now I'm trying to reimagine. If I come in through the, you said the east entrance, is that what I'm doing? This is the part that's good. So I'm going in on the other side, where people have, normally they would come in on, what, it was the west side,
west,
right?
Entrance, yes. And don't worry, they'll direct you. And it's just a different feel, but it's awesome. You know, it looks like such a beautiful event center when you walk in. You know, we've had other shows there now, and it's just great the way they've developed it and made it into, you know, more of an event center, and I love it.
Yeah. Glad that it is still existing. We weren't at that time when we were thinking that things were disappearing from there, and you wonder where you'd go to get some of this great, these shows that they have there. And of course they've gone through different ones, with the boat and RV and all those type of things. But this one now has the homes, and it's always fascinating where they put some sort of a home or a structure inside there. And you kind of have to walk through and see that, but, it's fun to get there. And I guess, do you have any demonstrations going on as well? That's sometimes the fun part, to get that home improvement tips.
Oh, of course. And then on our main stage, Joe Mazza, he hosts HGTV Home Inspector Joe, and he's a licensed home inspector. So he's been like kind of driven, you know, to keep clients from that risky business and unsafe properties. So he'll be speaking on the stage February 10th and 11th. And we have other experts, gardening tips from Petiti's Gardening Center, and, you know, some local experts. So it's a full schedule, and all you have to do is visit greatbighomeandgarden.com to plan your day and of course, purchase your discounted tickets.
Right. And Matt Fox has a need to place to go, right? He couldn't be a Great Big Home and Garden Show without him showing up, giving good advice.
I would be devastated if he didn't show up. He is wonderful. He's our MC, and he also speaks on the stage, but I just adore him. He's such a great speaker and a great person, so I appreciate having him there.
So you mentioned about the gardens. They have these sort of classic movie themes for that. How did that idea come about? And I guess that really allows for great creativity.
Oh, it sure does. And every year we try to, you know, come up with, you know, something that will inspire people, you know, for their backyard. But when you tie a little movie to it, or, you know, a song to it or something, that gives a little more inspiration. It just makes it just more fun. And I just love that they've come up with some great ideas. And, you know, they even have like Unforgiven and Niagara and, you know, the Secret Garden. Of course, we couldn't like go without that one.
So Craig and I joked last hour. I said, what about Friday the 13th? And apparently that's more real than I would expect. You even mentioned that, right? I
mean, yes, they have Friday the 13th. Oh. It's actually Kimmel's Landscaping is doing that. I'm kind of excited to see it.
They did have cabins there. It was kind of a rural, you know, rustic woods type of a thing. So it allows you for... You just want to make sure you don't want to know what's buried in some of these gardens. That's the only, right? But it's kind of a fun. Craig thought maybe Grapes of Wrath, but then I told him there's not a whole lot of, oh, you know.
It would be easy to do, wouldn't it?
Right. You don't have, the Dust Bowl doesn't provide for much growth and something like that. But it does, no, does create sort of things and inspire people. And it's a great thing. And that's really what this show does, right? It gives inspiration for people after the winter months to think what they can do. And what they, once they leave there, they're on a mission for the most part.
Oh, yes. So they can plan. And that's the great part. You can talk to so many different companies. So even if you're looking for windows, you know, maybe there are five window companies that you can talk to. And you kind of feel more comfortable than having people then come to your home, because you've already developed a relationship with them. So it's a good way to, like, compare and shop and, you know, meet these different companies and feel like at least you know them before they come to that, you know, your home and actually give you quotes and right, things like that. So, yeah, it's exciting to me because it does feel like spring once the show comes.
Right, but you also get to see all that technology. The home is a smart home, right? I mean, that's one of those things where you're sometimes, you hear about it, but to sort of maybe see a demonstration or understand how things are connected really helps in that regard.
Always, yeah, definitely. And I get so many ideas, too, so I can't wait. February 3rd through the 12th, obviously visit greatbighomeandgarden.com. You know, purchase your discounted tickets, but definitely plan your day and wear comfortable shoes.
Well, you're going to do a lot of walking as well, and I'm sure you have some places for people to sit as well and take a break in between.
Oh, yes. The Mont Bistro. Can't forget that. That's located in the North Hall. And, yeah, there's going to be different beverages. You know, I think we're even going to have the Montini. So you can have some beverages and light snacks in the Mont Bistro.
Sounds great. The Great Big Home and Garden Show. Again, it's at the IX Center, February 3rd through the 12th. Our guest this morning, Rosanna Rubnicki. Thanks for joining us, Rosanna. Appreciate it and look forward to the fun events coming up not too far away. Appreciate it.